Both Chris Sununu and Colin Van Ostern say their business experience makes them qualified to lead New Hampshire, but it was clear from the start last night that neither is much impressed by the other's resume. When asked if he considered Van Ostern a good businessman, Sununu said as far as he knew, the Democrat had held just one job in the private sector, but many more in politics.
When he was a spokesperson and working for on the John Edwards campaign in 2004, I was cleaning up asbestos landfills in downtown Nashua. When he was running Annie Custer's campaign, I was working, putting together a program to bring Waterville back into local hands and managing what I think is one of New Hampshire's most storied assets and businesses.
When it was Van Ostern's turn, he suggested Sununu was running his family's ski area straight into a ditch.
Chris's family bought that ski mountain and he became CEO. Skier visits have fallen in half. Now, I know we've had some rough winters, but look at Loon, one of its competitors. They've dropped by less than 10%. Waterville has fallen from, I think it was 12th or 13th in the rankings for Ski East, to 15th, to 17th, to 20th. This year actually got dropped off the list.
The sharp differences and sharp tone continued on Medicaid expansion, which Van Ostern wants to make permanent.
The reason that it needs to be permanent is because the health centers that are providing treatment need to know that this is the system that we're going to have going forward. We have folks on the front lines of this opioid crisis who shouldn't have whether or not they can offer treatment and recovery services be up to the whim of whatever politician is elected next in the next election.
But Sununu countered by stressing the potential long-term financial risk.
In the coming years, when the taxpayer liability goes from $50 million to $100 million to $150 million, $250 million, $300 million, the federal government's been very clear they're going to keep decreasing the amount they put into the system. I want to know how you're going to pay for it. For a guy who says he's not going to raise any taxes and fees, where are you going to come up with the hundreds of millions of dollars of a government Washington program that we have no control of to pay for it?
When it came to the topic of Planned Parenthood, both sides came prepared. Chris Sununu blamed Governor Hassan for his own vote last year to block a state contract with Planned Parenthood on the grounds that she wouldn't listen to counselors' concerns about since-discredited undercover videos that alleged Planned Parenthood was selling fetal body parts.
And I said, Governor, I've been very supportive of this. Provide us some more information. Let's clear up the issue. We could probably do it in a couple weeks. Let's clear up the issue, make sure Planned Parenthood in Northern New England has nothing to do with that, which I never have believed that they had. She refused. She refused to simply look into it and provide more information. Well, our job at the Executive Council is checks and balances. It's accountability. And when the governor isn't willing to be accountable, well, we have to say no to that.
But according to Van Ostern, who's been endorsed by the political arm of Planned Parenthood, Sununu's vote and his justification of it shows why he's unfit to lead the state.
This isn't about politics. It's about people's lives. Someone always will be attacking Planned Parenthood or a woman's right to choose. We need a governor who knows to stand up for women and women's health 100% of the time.
Well, the differences were mostly stark on this night. There were a few rare issues on which the candidates did agree 100%. Both stress their opposition to sales and income taxes, and both promise to stop diverting state liquor profits from a fund set up to address substance abuse problems. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.